Everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord loves us all. He has so much to speak as He speaks to us from the heart. The Lord has so much to do in such a short amount of time, and He's doing it. But He's using people who love Him and trust Him. Many people have been taught the ways of faith, and people are more skilled at having faith in God. The next step is trust. And I believe the Lord has raised up people who trust Him and will raise up people who will trust Him even more. People who will delight in Him will trust Him. That's the secret to trusting God. You have to delight in Him. He has to become your focus. And if people would ask the Lord more questions, then God would be more amazing to them. And then they'll trust Him. They'll take Him at His word. They won't be so slow to respond when He gives them wisdom. See, all the wisdom of God must be received. You have to believe it. And then you have to receive it. Just like we receive promises that we need, and we stand on the word of God and receive and believe for our promises, and we do our part. We speak the word of God, and we act on His word, and then our lives amend, and we prosper. We get the job we need, the house we need, the car we need, even the spouse we need. And then when our children get sick, we believe God for their healing. Now parents, they'll believe God on the behalf of their children more than they will for their own selves. And that's how we get to know God, by believing Him. Anytime people are motivated and they cry out to the Lord in faith, they're going to see that God loves them. God cares about them. And God's going to get the situation resolved because they push the issue with their faith. Now, without faith, it's impossible to please God, because without faith, your life won't flow. Even the Lord is restricted to help you when you won't take Him at His word. The word of God is not written that God will do your part. We have to, Habakkuk said, the just shall live by his faith. And that's the truth. The just will live by his faith. Adam deviated. He didn't stay in faith, and he didn't trust God, though he had all of the reasons to trust God. And he ate off the tree anyway. He did it by deception. He did it by will. We can't afford to let ourselves deviate from any part of the word of God, because that's the area of life that the enemy will gain a foothold. Unless we destroy his works in that area, we have to change. We can't afford to be willing to do anything of the world. And we have to learn the word of God in order to be willing to do what's right and stay in the love of God. The love of God is a confine of itself. If you love God, some things you're just not going to allow yourself to do. Some things you're not going to allow yourself to trust. Some ways you're not going to allow yourself to be. And when the enemy is bringing problems to you and trying to tempt you, you have to make a choice. You have to decide against it. But deciding against it don't always work the way you want it to. Sometimes in my situations, I had to destroy everything that tempted me. I had to come to a point that thing couldn't tempt me anymore. And I asked the Lord for that kind of wisdom. And I didn't see anybody else do it and didn't know how to do it when I was going through it. But I kept endeavoring. I kept asking the Lord to show me how to kill this, the desires and all the temptations that go with it. And he taught me how to kill it. And the first step is love people. Love is always involved in activating the works of God. If you love His people, if you love Him, then you have what you need to work with. And I learned all kind of principles about how to destroy every form of temptation, so it can be done, and the Word of God has that kind of wisdom. But we have to do our part. God's not going to do our part. We're made in His image. We got to take His Word and speak it in that area of life until it becomes alive. And then we grow. We grow from glory to glory. And we are in our lives of men. And when we do that in ministry and in life, if you learn to live, you can do whatever you have to do in ministry. The way we live is the first thing. If the way we fulfill God's word, we obey His word, we fulfill the law. The law has a purpose. And people say, well, you don't have to do the law. You have to fulfill the law. Jesus saved you so you could fulfill it. You don't have to do all the ceremonial things. And see, everything, if you're looking at Jesus, you don't need the props the things that help you see who Jesus is anymore. You know, the circumcision of the flesh represented a circumcised heart. Keeping the Sabbath is looking to Jesus when He returns. So you don't need the props when you got the real thing. Just like John the Baptist's disciples didn't fast Jesus' disciples didn't fast while He was with them. When you have the real thing, you can go on and live. The Lord put so many things in motion, in the law that they had to do, and rituals and things they had to keep, so that when Jesus came, they would see Him. And then the moral law was given so that it'll prove to them that they couldn't keep it. But now you have the love of God, you got a brand new heart, and you can fulfill it just like Jesus did. Remember, whatever Jesus did, we can do. He fulfilled the law, we fulfill the law. He's a king, we're a king. He made us kings. He's a priest, and He made us a priest. He's the King of Kings, and we're the kings, and we're the priest. Like He is, so are we in this world. He's the firstborn among many brethren. He's our brother. He's our Savior. He's our King. And He's our Lord all at the same time. He's our brother because He's the firstborn among many brothers. He's the only begotten Son of God. And we believe on Jesus, we're engrafted in. We receive what He received. His blood washed away our sins. So God gave us a brand new heart. He arose and justified all of us. He took all our sins, carried it to hell. We don't have to pay for it anymore. So that means we need to stop doing sins. We need to not sin. Because we're able to. We're able to not sin. And we need to walk in light. And we need to believe God, take Him and take Him at His word, receive His word, speak it, and act on it. Any problem you got, the grace of God is sufficient for you. He already provided a way for you to destroy your problems and heal in life. And if you have to believe Him and receive it that way. Everything is believed. then everything must be received. All of God's word must be believed and all of it must be received. So you can believe it without receiving it. You can believe that God heals, but you won't and not believe that God healed you. You have to receive it for you. That's why I say you have to receive God's word. You can believe that God saved. A lot of people believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven, but they don't get saved, so they didn't receive him. Same thing with healing. A lot of people know that God has healed. They've seen God heal others, but when they get terribly sick, they fail to believe for their own healing because they didn't receive. You have to receive it. And then you have to speak it. That's how we access the things of God. We have to speak it. And then we act on it. If you believe in God for healing and it's not working, you go then, or you lack skill to get it done, go get the elders and they'll pray for you. Acting on the word of God. Then they're going to speak it. And you're going to receive it. You still have to receive it. And then you can enjoy it. You can enjoy the change in your body. The facts that were there are now changed into new facts. You were sick, now you are healed. And Jesus already provided for you. See, Paul wanted God to come and do it for him. And I'm glad God didn't come and do it for him, because it let us know, you know, that God's grace is sufficient. And he said something. He spoke, he stood up, he believed the word, he got it. He believed the word, it became revelation to him, then he received it. And when the damsel kept harassing him, he spoke, he discerned the spirit and spoke to him, told to stop. And the spirit left her. She was possessed with a familiar spirit. It left. And she couldn't divine anymore. She couldn't do divinations anymore. To the point that the people who owned her, or whoever she was working for, had Paul arrested. And in jail, he worshiped God till the revival broke out. See, he won. Everywhere he went, when they tried to hurt him, he preached the word and people get saved. And it's important to know the handiwork of God in your life. Once we understand how our kingdom works, then we can work it. Jesus once said that the world is more skilled in operating their kingdom than we are in ours, because we have to learn how. Apostle Paul thought that God was going to take care of his demon problem. But God said, my grace is sufficient for you. That didn't mean that God said you got to deal with it. People read that into the scriptures. And it's wrong. It's just wrong. I don't care who it is. It's just wrong. They read in the scripture that God wanted Paul to just keep his thorn in the flesh. That's not what he said. He said, my grace is sufficient. The Lord put things in place to deal with problems, such as thorns in the flesh, such as healing, such as even despair. He got something in place for that too. He's got something in place for a wounded spirit. A person that's bruised in their mind. He's got things in place. You can renew your mind in the word of God. You can sing praise songs. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaven. This all exists because of God's grace. It's a gift. Grace is a gift. He gave us abilities. Kingdom abilities. And we can destroy whatever we want to destroy. If you feel sad enough, you can praise God till you feel happy. Till you start laughing. And even though nothing's changed, you don't see it the same way. You see it from the kingdom's viewpoint. That's just a demon, and you're going to run it out of town. And you worship God, and then you realize that you don't have to be sad anymore. You can change your focus. You don't have to be depressed anymore. You can fill your heart with God's word, and the word of God will be strong in you against the push of the world. You'll have the word of God in you. Your heart will be filled just like a balloon, and it's greater than the pressure of the world. And you'll be able to live greater. Not only live greater, but your life will heal in the very face of the world that's trying to stop you. And you'll be able to go forward and succeed anyway. Anyway, you can still succeed. You can still go forward. You don't have to be reduced to the pressures of this world. You can even overcome the duration. And the duration is the time it takes to finish. Now, many things are at play. The Lord is trying to save the lost. They're trying to do you wrong because they're greedy. You're trying to do them right because you love them. The enemy is trying to cause them to do things that will make you angry and steal your focus. But if your focus remains on the Lord long enough, and if you follow God long enough, you're going to win. And you'll probably win them to the Lord. And the very people that the enemy was using to be an enemy and a hindrance, you'll get them saved. He can't run their life anymore. And you're going to prosper because God has prospered you. And even in the times when things are low, when they're not giving you the raise and you need more money, and the Lord will open the door for you to make more money, even in that. But if your focus changes according to the pressure of the world, then your destiny also changes. You're not going to win that way. But if you keep looking to the Lord and doing His wisdom, see, if you can believe His wisdom and receive His wisdom and speak His wisdom and keep doing His wisdom, you're going to outlast the duration. You'll stay in faith and you'll outlast and outlive the duration. And you're going to see greater victory. The greater forms of victory takes time. Sometimes you're just going to have to do it God's way, and you will not be able to see what you desire to see. And some people will say, well, how long is the long duration? I say, I don't know. Who cares? As long as you're doing what God said do, because God said do it, you are prospering. You are winning, and you're not losing. So what difference does it make how long the duration is? Who are you trusting? If you trust in the Lord, you'll outlast the duration. I've done this. I know what it works. Robert Shuler used to say, tough times never last, but tough people do. Now, if you're strong in the Lord, there's nothing on this planet, my friend, that can outlast you. If you have a miserable situation and it's aggravating, don't look at the situation. Look at the Lord. He'll give you wisdom, not only to avoid other things that's even worse, because sometimes people get on a bigger rut because they're looking at the rut they're in. But if you can trust the sweet wisdom of God, if you can trust His wisdom and do what Jesus would do and live the life of God, you're on the winning side. You're on the soul winning side. You're on God's winning side. You're going to heal. You're going to cause other people to heal. You're going to be blessed. You're going to take down what the enemy built up. You're going to tear his Babylon Tower down. If you can stick with the duration of wisdom. See, faith is always now. You're looking at the Lord now. You're acting on His word now. You're speaking His word now. You're making adjustments now. You're doing what the world wouldn't do. You're accessing the kingdom of God in real time because you trust God. See, if If you're trusting is a noun, that's, you're not doing anything. You're just taking God at his word. You trust him. Faith, if you trust God, you act on your faith. You act on the word of God in faith. Because you trust God, you act in faith. You do the word of God. You turn the other cheek in faith. You give a man that wants your cloak, your vest also because of faith. You're taking God at his word by faith. They're lying to you on your job. They're not promoting you. They're promoting other people that they like more. And you're doing the work. And you're keeping the company floating. But they're not doing their part. They're not doing what they said that they would do. You love them anyway. You work as under God. And you do the wisdom that God has given you to do. You're in faith. And if you endure, you'll believe God in the duration. And when it's finished, you'll be the one that won. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. That's just an example. It always works. The Lord is coming back soon, and I thank him for his word. Well, I'm out of time. He's not, but he'll continue to move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you, and Jesus truly is our Lord.